We don't want to keep Craig waiting.
No, I'm a busy guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the board meeting of the Governing Board of Castledale Building Commission, Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. It's now about 2:20 p.m. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes from October 29th, 2024.
Almost to approve it.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve minutes of October 29th, 2024 is prepared. All in favor?
Aye.
So we are to have a public hearing for receiving comment on the 2025 budget for Castledale Building Commission.
We have to make a motion to go into public hearing?
Yes.
I move.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to go into public hearing for the receiving comment on the 2025 budget. So we are now in a public hearing in which there are no public in attendance. The only people that are here are the ones that have to be here.
I move we go out of public hearing.
And I'll second.
Moved and seconded to go out of public hearing for the budget for the Castledale Building Commission. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, discuss, approve, and deny the 2025 final budget for the Castledale Building Commission. So we reviewed a tentative budget last time, and nothing was changed from the tentative to the final. So what we're looking at is the same thing we were looking at before, other than in the column that says current through 12/13/2024, I just updated the numbers, kind of where we're at on spending and receiving and things like that. So
I think the way you look at those numbers, you've done pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got the insurance paid. That's definitely one thing that's happened since the last time we looked at this, as far as money spent. As far as the final budget, I guess by way of reminder, we're gonna put $10,000 in the reserve fund in the first of the year. We are talking about doing a project for seal coating the parking lot. That's about $5,000. We have that in the budget. So right now we're budgeting more revenue than expenditures. And that's the reason why everything else, as far as budget-wise, balances out.
You're going to have to either wash these walls or repaint. Yes, I think this is good.
Yeah.
Put a little maintenance money in.
So for now, we're going to plan on doing that annually. As far as next year, we're going to do some parking lot maintenance, and then I guess if something else came up, we could discuss it, but there's nothing else in the plan. So
I move we accept the 2025 final budget.
Second.
Moved and seconded to accept the 2025 final budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Our quarterly financial is on the next page, but on that final budget sheet, I've updated the numbers on that, you know, that third column. So either place, we can look at it.
We already looked at it.
Yeah, and it's just for review, but the point of that would be moving on to that next item, number five, as an amended budget. I'm not proposing we amend our budget at all, so we kind of decided to leave that item on the agenda just in case. But as far as what we've expended, we're about $114,714.40. We've got $121,000 in the budget. We don't have all of our December invoices in here, but we're not going to spend, at least we don't anticipate in spending more than the, you know, the budgeted amount. So there's no real reason to amend the budget. That was why we did that. So
do you leave it? So you're on the 2024 amended budget, just leave the budget the same? Need a motion on that?
Yeah, we could move that we're not going to amend it, I guess. So,
well, if you don't amend it, you don't need anything.
But it's on the agenda. You got to have an action item.
Uh-huh.
I'll move to leave the 2024 budget as it is without any amending.
I second that motion.
All right, moving seconded to leave the 2024 budget as it is. We're not going to amend it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Fraud risk assessment. As far as fraud risk assessment, I don't think anything's changed from years past. We just copied what we did last year, didn't we, Ariel?
Mm-hmm. And we have to approve it, so I move to approve the fraud risk assessment.
I'll second.
Been moved and approved to approve the fraud risk assessment as prepared. Will you just mark the total points earned here?
Yep.
You know, when we set the building commission up, I think we made policies, or we have policies that are reflected here: conflict of interest, procurement, ethical behavior, fraud abuse. A lot of stuff in there is just not applicable to us. We don't have credit cards and things of that nature with this entity. So.
So we are definitely low, huh? Very low.
It's 280.
What'd you get?
It's 280.
Well, you did? Well, it's still below 355.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the higher the number...
How'd you get 280?
The higher the number, the less risk you have, according to their thing, but...
Oh, you have to take...
We have things that are just not applicable to this,
right.
And so we're only going to get... We're only going to get so high.
I don't think there's any way... We can do much frauding on this business and this building. There's just no way it can happen.
Nope.
So been
and every month you get three sets of eyes on it. Because you sent us a bill and
yeah, we're not hiding anything here.
No.
Haven't got anything to hide.
There's not much. We got about 10,000 in the bank, so
yeah.
There's not much there.
We're a broke outfit.
Yeah. Been moved and seconded to approve the fraud risk assessment as prepared. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Big building schedule.
Ethical behavior pledge form is the thing that we sign each year that we will perform our duties ethically here.
We got to sign this.
Yeah, and they've added the notary to it.
You can't do it yet because you have to have somebody notarized, and I'm not a notary yet. So you're going to have to go to, like,
go down and call.
And then bring it to me.
She'll notarize it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Discuss approved tonight, 2025 meeting schedule. So... We just kind of mirrored last year. We tried to do the bare minimum meetings four times a year. They are the last Tuesday in March, last Tuesday in June, last Tuesday in October, and I believe the third Tuesday in December. But that's just so we don't kind of run into the holiday season. So March and June, last months of the quarter. October, we hold the meeting then because we have to do tentative budgets, just by way of reminder, and then final budgets in December. So that's why we've chosen those months, and we've been doing it like that for a few years.
I move we accept the
schedule.
David Newton seconded to approve the meeting
and you will have
schedule for next year. Yeah, it has to be advertised, has to be put on the public notice website, and then it gets put in the paper as well. Doesn't it, Ariel?
Yes.
Okay. Guess approved tonight, October, November, December vouchers. Do we have, oh yeah, we don't have all of our December vouchers.
Don't we have to approve our, we already done it, never mind.
Our what?
We're just at the head. Didn't we approve our final budget for 2025?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. My only thought here is I don't know if we can approve our Decembers just because we don't have them all yet. So we might have to approve October and November vouchers and then approve Decembers in our next meeting.
I'll move.
Second.
The way that I said it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So moved by Jay, seconded by Craig to approve the October, November vouchers. We will table approving the Decembers and wait for the gas and power bill to get there. And then you'll wait until we get that, and then we'll send the invoices out for everyone to pay. So. Okay, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Sweet. Anybody have any general operational items?
Well, you got the flags replaced.
We got the American flag, and then we did end up getting a Utah flag.
New one?
Got the new one, but it's not hung up yet. It just got here in the mail yesterday.
Well, when the wind tears it apart, you can put the new one up.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do it before that or not. We'll see.
I don't think I would. No,
the old one was in decent enough shape. It's faded, but it's not torn and stuff yet. So the American flag gets beat up by the wind. A lot of seams between the red and the white on it that come apart. So.
Where was it sewed together at? Supposed to buy American flag from the American flag makers.
I believe, yeah. I think, I feel like, I don't know, someplace.
It's called American Flags. Literally.
I don't know of any operational problems.
We're hoping it's made in America. Yeah. We'll check.
Instead of China.
Okay, well, if we don't have anything, I think we need a motion to adjourn.
Also move.
Been motioned to adjourn, therefore we're adjourned.